This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has declared a state of emergency in response to the sudden arrival of immigrants from the southern U.S. border. The emergency declaration lets the city free up funding and open shelters faster. The mayor says Denver residents have welcomed the migrants.
They weren't asking why these people were here and why aren't we stopping them. They were asking how can we help.
Hundreds of migrants have arrived in Denver over the past 2 months, according to city officials. In Colorado Springs, housing prices are down from their all-time highs this past summer. The Springs is the second biggest housing market in the state. The median home price is $453,000. In June, that was close to $500,000. Prices in Denver are coming down, too. Denver's median home price last month was $565,000. A man was killed Wednesday when he was hit by a vehicle driven by an El Paso County Sheriff's deputy southeast of downtown Colorado Springs. The state patrol says the man was using a wheelchair to cross the street when the crash happened. The deputy involved was not injured. He's on leave from the sheriff's department. The state patrol is investigating. Authorities say they may reveal the cause of the 2021 Marshall fire early next year. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office says it has reviewed hundreds of photos and videos and has received more than 200 tips. Investigators are considering a wide range of causes, including lightning and electrical equipment. The Marshall Fire is the most destructive wildfire in Colorado history. It destroyed thousands of homes and killed two people. Denver and Boulder, the metro area, have highs around 30 today, a little warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.